Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. A New Beginning, Maybe, by Xiomara Rodriguez is a fast-moving crime drama and is the third installment of the adventures of the crime-solving team of twin sisters, Captain Jane Sparks of the San Francisco Police Department and Special Agent Fran Morris of the FBI. The thrilling mystery crime novel takes the sisters into the world of stolen art and antiquities that takes them into different roads in their lives. More intricate plot twist, unexpected turns will keep readers on the edge of their seats. Xiomara was born in San Juan, Puerto Rico, lived there until the age of 27 when she came to the mainland, USA. She retired from the U.S. Coast Guard after serving 20 years, 10 of which she served as a special agent with the Coast Guard Investigative Service, much of the time working undercover. She was the first Hispanic female to be a special agent with the CGIS. After her retirement from the Coast Guard, she founded a nonprofit organization geared toward helping immigrant men, women, children who are victims of domestic violence, violent crimes, and human trafficking in northern Nevada with immigration help and referrals so they can stay in the U.S. and build a better life. Since the age of 9, she dreamed of being a writer. She published numerous short stories and poems, various college magazines, some online magazines. Some of her poetry appeared in Nuestro magazine as well. She studied history and theater at the University of Puerto Rico, sociology at George Mason University, and paralegal at Truckee Meadows Community College. She's the author of How Could It Be? And the sequel, The Story Continues. And now, the third installment, A New Beginning, Maybe, showcased at the London Book Fair. We welcome back to This Week in America a favorite guest, acclaimed author Xiomara Rodriguez. Welcome back to the program. It is a pleasure to have you here.
It is a pleasure for me to be with you, my friend. Thank you so much for having me in your show once again. I really enjoy our conversations and our time together.
Well, I do too, and keep writing books, and we'll keep, even if you don't, we'll keep chatting because it's fun to have you on here. I love what you've done with this new book, A New Beginning, Maybe. And I'd like to talk, I know this whole series began when, what, 3 o'clock in the morning, you had this great idea, you hop out of bed, wrote the first book, I think, pretty much after you got out of bed. Second book sort of followed along later. This is the third in the series. What was the inspiration for this? Did you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning with the idea for this one as well?
Yes, I did, as a matter of fact. the sisters knocked on my dreams and said, okay, we're ready. And the thing is that I was watching a show about antiquities and how the whole antiquity, stolen antiquities and process goes, and how we have lost so much of our antiquities to private collectors or museums and so forth.
Yes.
So the sisters began looking into that. Because one of the characters from the book before did some stuff that needed to be clean. And that's how they got involved into this new set of drama.
Well, it is drama, and it moves so quickly, and it moves in ways you're not expecting. You think, okay, I think I've sort of got it figured out here, and Xiomara will take you in a different direction. We'll keep you thinking the entire time you're doing that. This is the third in the series. Let's talk about the twin sisters, and they didn't know they had a twin. They didn't know they were sisters for a while. Give us a little background on the two of these, how they came together, and now working together to solve crimes.
Well, the sisters, they were separated at birth, really at birth. They did not know that the other one existed until the FBI agent got shot at the parking lot of the San Francisco PD. And Jane, who is a lieutenant of the San Francisco PD, that's when she found out, because the other one was shot. She was at the hospital. They did a DNA test. And they found out that they were sisters. And then the whole drama of finding out who shot one, why, and how they got separated started in the first book. On the second book, they deal with another crime that involves them both. And now on the third book, they both find their own path even though they're still working together, and even though they are still doing things together, they each one has their own life on their own path, and now they're working to create a better relationship as sisters, involving also the mother and the brother that are part of the story.
Yes, you can imagine the family dynamic when you go through all of this and you realize it's a sister, it's a twin sister, and you go through all of that. It's brought to life so well in the three books in the series. How could it be? The sequel, The Story Continues, and now the third installment, A New Beginning Maybe, the book mentioned showcase at the London Book Fair. A couple of book fair appearances coming up, and we'll talk about that during the conversation. Ziamaro Rodriguez is the author. Our website is writerziamarorodriguez.com. Book available Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. I'd suggest you go to her website. We've got a link on our website that will take you directly there. Get information on Ziamaro and also be able to order all the books there as well. I thank BooksidePress.com for assisting in setting up the conversation today. It is always a pleasure to have Ziamaro back on the program. Let's talk about, I don't want to give away too much on the book this time, but Antiquities. You saw the story that got you, piqued your interest in this. Talk about any research you had to do, how you went about putting the storyline together. You have it. It's a great story. You turned it into a really, really outstanding story that captures our attention. What kind of research did you have to do in preparing for this?
I did a lot of research. As you said before, I studied history at the University of Puerto Rico. So that piqued my curiosity from day one. Then I have always liked archaeology, and it was something that I kept working at in the back of my mind. How could I get something that I like so much as archaeology and history together with my crime-fighting sisters? How could things happen that we could bring those two ideas together and form it into one? And gradually, with some investigations, some reading, some research, I was able to get the story put together so it will move forward fast enough for the reader and still give them all the information that they need. One of the things that I like to do as a writer is to let the reader use their imagination as they're reading. I don't want to feed them all the information. I want them to figure things out. I want them to think and say, okay, where is this going? And use their imagination. And that's how my stories go and move in my books.
And that's interesting because sometimes you trick us. You lead us in a direction and we think, oh, I've got this figured out. I know where she's going with this. And then you find out, no, that's not the case. There's a little surprise there. What makes the book so much fun to read, quick to read. The characters are really developed. I'm sure you're fascinated by the dynamic of the sisters, the twin sisters that get together and work on these projects. But you develop the characters so well. Talk about being able to do that. You make these characters come alive as you're writing the story with these two. Do they come alive in your mind?
Yes, they do. They come alive in my mind. I could see them. I could sometimes even hear them in my mind. And I know people are going to say, is she just losing a couple of marbles here? But no, I am not losing my marbles. They're all there. I don't know about the ducks, but the marbles are there. But the characters move in my mind. And they're two different people with two different paths and ideas, and they have to come together. Somehow they have to come together in a dynamic, both professional and familiar. Because professionally, one is a lieutenant that turns into a captain later on, and the other one is an FBI agent. So professionally, they have to work together, but also familiar. They are sisters. They got to learn how to be with one another, how to be able to interact with their mother, who sits there and realizes that she lost a daughter at birth, that she did not even know this daughter existed. Imagine that dynamic between those three characters.
Yes, and you bring it to life so well. The book is so compelling on so many levels from an investigative crime standpoint. You talk like you know what you're talking about, and let's talk about that. I mean, any of your experiences come to play as you're telling these stories?
Some of it, some of the experience do come together. I have to be very careful in how I put things together as a retired special agent, but some of my experience are there. Some of my voice is there. Some of my character is there in one or both characters.
I mentioned that since age 9, you've wanted to write, and you're retired now. And I don't want to say you've got a lot of time, because I know you're doing some babysitting with the great-grandson, and you've got the nonprofit and the work you do in the community. But you are doing this so well, and the reviews have been excellent for these three books. What's this been like to actually fulfill this dream during retirement and do it so well? It's not just, I'm going to put something together, let's see what happens. You really know what you're doing, and you're very talented at this. What's it feel like to have this success as a writer?
You know, I could pinch myself. I never thought I could get here. It was a long road. I have a drawer full of rejections. Of every time I said something to someone, I got a letter back. We're sorry, we can't use you. At one point in time, even some of the rejections were done on my own letterhead that I have sent to the companies.
Yes.
And that is frustrating, but I kept going because it's a dream. And I want people to understand that you can achieve your dreams. Don't give them up. Please, I know sometimes it's so hard, and you say, wow, I cannot get there. It's going to be impossible. There is nothing impossible in this world. Just work a little bit harder and keep going. Keep moving forward, and dreams do come true. I am an example of it. I am 73 years old, but my dream has come true, and I am in a cloud. I don't know how to express it. I am so happy I'm in a cloud, and I'm going to continue going forward.
Well, that's good news for everybody, and a very young 73, a youthful 73, and to tell those stories and to, at 73, to have all this enthusiasm and passion for what you're doing in telling these stories. This the new book in the series is A New Beginning, Maybe. And got you'll love the colors of the books as well. When you see the covers, you will really sort of get a sense of the book, who these people are that Sigmar writes so well about. In addition to developing the characters, you've got the twists, the turns. You've got it's very fast paced. Talk about developing your writing style. How did you come up with this style? Because it really, the reader loves it. You give us enough information. You don't overwhelm us with minutiae that really doesn't make any sense to the general, you know, telling of the story. And you move it along, and we feel like we're there with these people as this unfolds. How did this writing style develop?
It's a mixture of many things. One of the things that I've thought when I started with this book is, I wanted to get to the people that are traveling. You have to stay in an airport for a long time, pick up the book, and by the time you get to your other end, you're finished. You're done. Fast pace. But I also have a little bit of Miguel de Cervantes. He wrote some really short, beautiful stories. He was the author of Don Quixote, which is one of my favorite characters.
Oh, yes.
And he's my inspiration in a way. But Miguel de Cervantes wrote some short stories, and they're so fast moving. And I said, that's it. That's the tone. And then, and you're not going to believe this, but Sidney Sheldon, also I read all of his books, also fast moving. And I'm saying, okay, if I mix a little bit of who I am and what I am and how I feel within these two people, maybe I could come up with something that is very mine, all mine. And that's I think I got a little bit of both.
And I think you've done a wonderful job in achieving that. This book, A New Beginning, Maybe, Xiomara Rodriguez, that's Xiomara, book available wherever books are sold. Writer XiomaraRodriguez.com has all the information there. This and the other books that we've talked about, and you can find those, the videos and the audio podcast on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The other books, How Could It Be? And The Story Continues. And we got a direct link on her website. So if you go to thisweekinamerica.us, you're all taken care of there. One thing that I like as well, you've got strong women. And you don't have women who they have to turn to their male supervisor to figure out which direction to go. These people know what they're doing. Talk about deciding to tell this story through the eyes of two very strong female characters.
You know, I came up in the law enforcement at a time where it was hard to be a woman within law enforcement. Many times I was the only woman in my office. And that was hard. So I thought, women have the power. Women have the strength. Women have the knowledge. Women are strong. We do not need a man to save us. We could save ourselves. We have our voice. And if you cannot be invited to the table, make the table. Get there and do the table. So that's the way I think. And I think I put that in my characters, that they're strong, accomplished, professional women. They have worked hard to get to where they are. Nobody gave them anything. They are beautiful women because they are not, they're beautiful, intelligent, strong women, which is what I believe all women are. Beautiful, strong, and intelligent. And we could accomplish anything we set our minds to.
Well, you've done that several times in your lifetime here. You've done it with law enforcement. You've done it as a writer. It's interesting you talked about what you had to go through to get accepted in law enforcement and to get the position you wanted. That is that maybe like half the battle? Then once you're there, everybody keeps expecting you to produce there, to show that you belong there. Is there their pressure? Okay, I'm here now. I have to prove it.
Yes, it sometimes it's hard. You finally get to where you want to go, and then you have to every day wake up, look in the mirror and say, I can do this.
Yes.
I can do this. And move forward. It's always moving forward. Never going back.
Yeah, it's just such an amazing story. Your story and the story that unfolds in Xiomara's new book, A New Beginning, Maybe. A few minutes left in the program, and always it goes by so quickly. I mentioned the background, investigative services. We see so much television now based on investigative services. Many are strings of shows out there that have four or five spinoffs that are out there. How realistic is it? As you watch those, do you think, yeah, I remember that, or like, wow, that wouldn't happen in the real world. Are they?
Yes.
Oh, okay. The latter.
There have been many times that I sit there and said, no, that definitely would not happen in real life. Oh, yeah, I have been there before. I know where they're coming from. I have seen that before. So sometimes I just laugh. I enjoy it. I enjoy watching the shows. They're entertaining. Some of it has realistic points to it. Some of them is like, oh, no, that will never happen in real life. But you're entertained and you move forward and it's fun.
You know, when I mentioned that, the TV shows, this series based on your two women law enforcement officers, this would make a great movie or television series. Has there been any talk about maybe trying to do a video presentation of the story?
I have tried, and again, it's slow moving. I would love to see them on television. I have an idea who I want to play the characters. Hopefully someday it will happen. But right now we are trying to promote the books, try to promote this books to see what's going to happen in the future. I never close any door. Doors are always open for any possibility, And I look forward to whatever possibilities are out there for me.
Well, I love that attitude. And I think somebody is going to read this in California and go, this would be a great television series or even a movie. You've got all the elements there. Certainly great novels, and you will enjoy reading all three in the series. And New Beginning, maybe, is the newest. The first, How Could It Be? And the story continues, and don't think, but I don't have 8 hours to set aside to read it. You'll read it quickly. It will unfold. It will be entertaining. It will be a world you will want to escape in and get back and finish the book or wait for the next one to come out. And speaking of waiting for the next one to come out, have they spoken to you about maybe a fourth series in the book?
Yeah, I have been thinking about it. Right now, like you said, I'm a little busy. I babysit my great-grandson, four-year-old great-grandson, that it's here normally at this time. He's not here today, but normally at this time, he's running around and wanting me to play with his trucks and cars and all that stuff. So the ladies are there. I have an idea for the fourth book. They're there. And they are developing. They're developing. This time they're a little bit slower than the first ones, but they're there.
Okay, so you're getting a good night's sleep now. You're not waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning to try to go to work on this. And I want to take a couple minutes here at the end. I mentioned the nonprofit that you co-founded in dealing with immigrant men, women, children, victims of domestic violence, violent crimes here in the U.S. How is that coming? Are you seeing any progress in that?
It's a slow progress because of all the problems that this people go through.
Yes.
It's not an easy life. They are undocumented here. And when, especially the women, when they're battered, when the husband or the abuser uses their immigration status against them, uses their immigration status with the children. If you leave me, I will keep our child and you will never see it, and they'll send you back to your country. And they're running from that country because of all kinds of reasons to come to this country. And then they find themselves in this country being abused, being treated unfairly, being treated so harsh. And it takes time. It takes time to be able to help them, each individual, in their needs, home, food, clothing, all that.
Yes.
Immigration, all that takes their time. But we're moving forward gradually. We are working on getting grants so we could help more people, but the movement is there and we're moving forward, all slowly but surely.
Well, very important conversations that we need to have and face the reality and the situation of what these people are going through. They could listen to you for the last couple of minutes and probably realize more of the problem than they get on newscast as they're watching and reading news stories to what's actually happening in that world. And you're certainly to be commended for the work you're doing there. And boy, so much going on. It's such a pleasure to have you with us and look forward to doing it again. Xiomara Rodriguez, that's Xiomara. Her website is Writer Xiomara Rodriguez, the book available wherever books are sold. Thanks again to BooksidePress.com for their work in the book and arranging our conversation today. Amazon, the usual places. It's been fun. The time always goes by too quickly. I will recommend How Could It Be? The Story Continues. And the new one, A New Beginning, maybe. I love the crime-fighting twins. I can't wait for book number four in the series. No pressure. Enjoy babysitting, and this will come at the appropriate time. It's a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much for inviting me. Thank you so much for the conversation. I truly and completely enjoy it. And I look forward to seeing you again.
We definitely will stay in touch and do it again. Xiomara Rodriguez, all the information on her books available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and her website, writerxiomararodriguez.com. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.